more about Thanksgiving in just a moment, in fact. But first, business with Charles, and he's starting with a warning about the EU's plans to use Russia's frozen assets.
Euroclear, the Belgium-based company where these assets are deposited in the EU, has warned the bloc that plans to use these assets to support 140 billion euros in loans to Ukraine could end up rattling markets and pushing member states' borrowing costs higher. The Financial Times reporting this Thursday that they have read a letter sent by Euroclear's CEO, Valérie Urbain, to EU Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen, in which she explained that use of Russian frozen assets could make the company liable on claims of confiscation. In it, she reportedly adds that the resultant risk premium will lead to a sustained increase in European sovereign bond spreads, raising borrowing costs for all member states. The spread refers here to European states' borrowing costs relative to other states.
Yeah, the letter does come at a crucial time, doesn't it, Sean?
Ukraine peace negotiations have been revived in recent days by the United States, and the initial proposal there suggested frozen assets from Russia should be used for U.S.-led investment funds in Ukraine and Russia. This has increased pressure on the EU to accelerate its own proposal for how to use these assets. As a reminder, the EU has frozen some 210 billion euros in Russian state assets in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and about 185 billion of those euros are held at Euroclear in Belgium. The EU argues its loan plans do not amount to confiscation.
Let's check in on the markets now, Shell.
Well, we're seeing a relatively quiet opening to the Thursday trading session on the major European bourses. Investors pausing a bit after stocks had been boosted in previous sessions by the expectation the U.S. Federal Reserve will cut rates in its December meeting. In Asia, meanwhile, the Nikkei in Japan closed the session firmly in the green, led by tech stocks. Meanwhile, Chinese stocks trading flat or lower after the country's industrial profits plunged over 5% in October compared to a year prior. Let's also take a quick look at Toyota shares, which are trading, which are closed slightly lower after the company posted rising sales in October, with demand from the U.S. making up for a slump in China and Japan. This in spite of Donald Trump's 15% tariff on imported cars and car parts.
And Charlie's staying in Japan for this next story. In fact, beer giant Asahi is still reeling from a massive cyber attack.
Back in September, the company fell prey to a ransomware group which crippled its operations across all of its Japanese factories and forced employees to take orders on pen and paper. Executives spoke this Thursday and explained that the hack potentially leaked the personal details of over 1.5 million customers, meaning their names, gender, addresses, and contact information. Asahi did not include credit card details in the list of leaked data and added that the impact of the attack was limited to Japan. The company, which represents about 40% of Japan's beer market, also said it has spent nearly 2 months containing the attack and restoring systems and enhancing security. They're hoping to return to their usual delivery levels by February. While a group called Kilin has claimed to have orchestrated the attack, Asahi's CEO says it has not been in contact with its attackers.
We have not been in direct contact with the attackers. As things stand, we have not received any demands or threats directly from them and have not paid out any ransom.
So as we said then, it is Thanksgiving holiday in the US. Time for family gatherings, offering with fairly elaborate meals, I hear.
In recent years, the cost of such feasts has come into increasing focus as inflation's gobbled up bigger and bigger chunks of consumer paychecks. The holiday is now seen as a barometer for US grocery prices, but determining just how much those prices are up or down is a really tricky business. Well, Brian Quinn talks turkey in this report.
U.S. shoppers may be giving thanks for easing inflation this year. Many, though, are still struggling to put together the traditional fall feast, turning to food banks for a helping hand.
I had to find a pantry because, you know, food is coming up so expensive, and I got family to take care of, man. There's too many bills coming in.
President Donald Trump has been boasting of having brought down grocery prices, with Walmart's price check on its Thanksgiving dinner coming in 25% lower this year than last. But that estimation is for fewer items than 2024's list. Overall, U.S. grocery prices are up 1.4% for the most recent quarter, 2.7% higher than a year ago. Turkeys have broken the trend, National brand retail prices are down 3.7%. Wholesale prices, though, are up some 40%, in part due to supply problems tied to outbreaks of avian flu. Whole turkeys are often sold as what retailers call loss leaders, products sold at a loss in order to draw more customers towards profitable items.
So even though prices have increased over the past couple of years, consumers can still expect to see a lot of promotions, a lot of sales as we get further into the holiday season.
U.S. banking giant Wells Fargo estimates that Thanksgiving will cost an average of 2 to 3% less this year, while accounting firm Deloitte puts costs at 0.6% higher. Recent polls show grocery prices remain one of the most pressing economic issues for Americans.
Very nice. Thank you, Charles. Enjoyed your top link.